Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Talking Blues podcast. My name is Josh. I am joined by my friends, Peter and Alex, to recap another match that we don't want to talk about. Chelsea, nil. Aston Villa, one. I'm coughing right now. It is not fun to be a Chelsea fan. Ollie Watkins with the 73rd minute victory, winning goal, I should say. Mal Augusto goes out at the 58th minute with a VAR check red card. And, what I texted Alex and Peter was, it was a very close game throughout, I think, the first half and the second half. Both teams having chances. I think Aston Villa was a little bit more controlling in the beginning of the second half. And then, you know, once they were able to get that goal in the 58th minute, it was all over from there. Once the red card happened in the 58th minute, it was all over from there. So I guess I'll just go to you guys for your initial reactions to this match.
Well, my initial reaction is that the game was not over in the 58th minute. The game was over at the 0th minute. It was over from the beginning of the game. It's at the point now where, it's kind of steadily climbed, gone down. Like, if you've listened to the past episodes, we had some hope, then we had less hope. And now at this point, coming to this game, I had zero hope. It's always the same script in every single game, too. It's literally, we start out strong, we create a few chances. Obviously, we miss those chances, we can't score, not surprising. And then as the game goes along, we steadily lose control, they start getting more chances. Then something stupid happens, like Mal Augusto's red card, which don't even get me started on if that's a red or not, and VAR as a whole, and this ref as a whole, who literally blew for halftime 2 minutes before it was supposed to happen. This ref was very questionable, which was surprising because he's one of the few not-balled refs, and that's usually the how you can judge if they're bad or not. But, it's just another poor game, another game with poor shooting, poor finishing. We created chances again, obviously. We're not going to score them because we can't for some reason. And I don't even know. I said it every time, something needs to change, but then nothing's changing because that's literally like I'm watching the same game over and over nothing good happens at the end of these games. So obviously something needs to change. What will it be? Who knows? What does it need to be? Something. And that's for Poch to figure out. Or honestly, I don't know if he'll make it to the end of the season because Bowley seems to think we can get UCL football. And, crazy statement here, but I don't think we're getting UCL football.
I'd have to tend to agree. It's rough watching this team play right now, especially once we got the red card and then De Sassi's at right back and all sorts of craziness is happening. And now he's suddenly overlapping on the right-hand side as our attacking fullback. And it was just rough all around, even before the red card. Just we couldn't get anything going. Going forward, it just seems like we're taking that extra touch too many times that just wasn't necessary. And that was really a big problem. And then I think, defensively, just a few errors, and one of them obviously led to a goal from that Thiago Silva error was in particular there. And then obviously they get the lucky bounce off Colwell, and then Ollie Watkins able to slot it away from a very narrow angle, which Sanchez, arguably should be doing better. But yeah, it was a rough one for sure. And I thought a lot of some of the changes from Poch, too, were not, super sharp. I thought Broja, when he came on, admittedly, right, he's come back from an ACL injury, but he did not look sharp at all. I thought Cole Palmer did little to impact the game when he came on. I actually thought Ugochukwu, is that how you pronounce his name, Peter? I think so. I'm going to try my best.
It's close enough. We'll just say it's close enough.
Close enough. I thought he was actually quite good when he came on, and I was kind of texting Peter, we should give him more of a shot. From now on, I thought Gallagher didn't really do much today. I think, obviously he always puts in the effort. He has the work rate, so that is appreciated. But it is tough seeing him going out there and just really not producing anything besides a lot of effort out there. And then attacking Nico Jackson just was not, very good today. And, is definitely struggling to find his form in recent games. So overall, it's rough. We'll see if this Gusto situation turns into a 3-game suspension, a 1-game suspension, no suspension, depending on if they challenge the
ruling. Appeal is the vocabulary word, a fancy one.
Appeal the red card. So I'll have to wait and see what they do. But yeah, that was a particularly soft red in my opinion. But it is what it is, and Chelsea obviously fell apart after that red card more than they already have been over these past few games. And we just cannot score goals for our lives. And that's the main issue here. We cannot score. Last three games now, I believe we have not scored a goal. It's been 300 something minutes since we scored a goal. Absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, I agree with all the points you guys are saying. Again, it's really tough, like, watching these matches and even going out publicly and saying Chelsea's our favorite team. I have the really nice jersey here that I brought with me to school. That's the Crystal Palace knockoff, you could say, you know, funny enough, that a lot of people made fun of from, what was it, 21-22 maybe season. With like it's the pink jersey with the blue stripes and the three in the middle. I love that jersey. It's so clean. It's really nice. And yet every single time this team loses, it stops me from being able to go out with that jersey on without getting comments of, you know, not hatred, but of just getting absolutely patronized. So it's really unfortunate because I want to rock my Chelsea fandom. And I just can't do that. I can't openly, publicly say I'm a Chelsea fan. It's just embarrassing at this point. And, you know, it used to be for our friends who are Arsenal fans, you know, they would be the laughing stock and we would be able to joke with them. And now I just despise Arsenal fans even more than I did before, because for them to be good and for us to be bad, it sucks. It really sucks. But I'll go into the match stats. 15-10 Aston Villa shots. Shots on target, 7-4, Aston Villa that as well. Chelsea the possession, 54% to 46%. Fouls were 11-9, pretty even. Aston Villa did lead that, though. All sides, 10-1, Chelsea led that. And corners, 11-5, Aston Villa led that. Did you guys already talk about Sanchez and net?
Alex mentioned that he should have saved the walk-in shot boot.
Okay.
You can go in more into depth if you want.
Well, so wait, we'll take a quick break real quick, and then I'll go into I'll go into Robert Sanchez a little bit more. So I just wanted to say that Sanchez, like, yes, he should have saved that goal, but I also believe that if he didn't come up with a couple of key saves today, especially in the second half, this game could have been 3 or 4 nil. I do think Sanchez, in a way, kept his team in this match. I know the mistake that he made to have Chelsea lose this match, but it could have been more stat padding for Aston Villa if it wasn't for his saves throughout. And then just on the opposite side, Alex, like you were saying, this team does not help back him up. Like, obviously, yeah, it sucks that he allows in a goal, but then on the other side, you're hoping that your offense can maybe get some chances on the board here, take some shots, get some goals in themselves. And it's really just been a one-man show for him. Can he stop shots from going in? And then maybe we'll have a draw, because Chelsea just can't seem to get the ball in the back of the net. So it's just tough as a goalkeeper, knowing that your team is such a low-scoring offense, that kind of the game all relies on you, and that shouldn't be the case.
Yeah, I completely agree. Like, throughout, especially when we first started losing the momentum, there were a couple times off of corners where it got cleared out, and there were some great, great long shots they had. And I mean, honestly, if Kepa's in goal, I don't think he's saving those. I really don't. And then we're down 1-0 earlier. Obviously, we lose the game in the end anyway. But if we go 1-0 down in like the 25th minute or whatever, I'm not exactly sure when the chances were, but if we go down in the 25th minute, it's going to be worse than the 1-0 result it was in the final. Because then we'd lose momentum. We were already losing, but that would just speed up how fast we'd lose momentum, and then we'd be behind the entire rest of the game. He kept us in the game for so long, and that's just unfortunate. Like you said, Josh, when you can't score, when your offense doesn't actually help you as defenders and as a goalkeeper, it's so hard to keep clean sheets. Keeping clean sheets is very difficult. So when the only chance you have to get any points from a game is to keep a clean sheet and to save every single shot, it's just not possible. You're just not going to be able to. Especially when there's so much pressure getting put on you because our defenders are making stupid errors, our midfielders are giving the balls away, and it's giving them good chances, and then you still are required to save anything to save everything just to get any sort of points out of the game. It's just, it's like you said, we're putting way too much pressure on him. He doesn't deserve that, and it's impossible for him to succeed with the way we're playing right now. But, I mean, then again, it's impossible for the entire team as a whole to succeed with the way we're playing right now, because we cannot win games without scoring goals, and we haven't scored a goal in the past three games. So I don't know, man. It's just so tough to watch. It's so annoying to watch. I just don't want to watch Chelsea right now. It's so bad.
Yeah, it's really tough at the moment, and you just gotta hope it gets better. There's not a lot of reason to think it's gonna get better, but it can't get much worse than it is right now. I think that's the only thing I guess you can say. But yeah, I think Poch has to switch some things up for his sake and for Chelsea. And I guess we'll just have to wait and see what happens here. But it's going to be a rough stretch of games if, they can't start figuring stuff out. And especially going forward, they can't figure out how to score goals. And you cannot win unless you score. So there you go. A little Booger McFarlane reference for anybody who's a NFL fan.
Yeah, Alex, I mean, you make a great point. It's pretty crazy. Honestly, I should see you there on the pitch replacing Poch. And coaching this Chelsea team, because in the locker room, those speeches of about 5 seconds, guys, let's go out there and score a goal. You know, that would be great. It would really help out the team. And maybe we can get a win because of it.
Maybe he needs to remind them. I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe all three of us should just combine and go down there, and then we can each have a bullet point. So like my bullet point would be like, so today we're going to go out there and score a goal. All right, that's it. And Alex's sub bullet point is going to be, so you know what actually like really helps out when you score? And then Peter will come in and he'll be like, yeah, so when you score, your chance of winning the game goes up. And then that would be a great pregame speech. And then we would just rock the crowd and rock the locker room. And you know, that would be, I'm sure, all the motivation Chelsea would need to go out there and score. Like, obviously we know, you know, as college students, you know, that 18-year-olds that, no, we don't have the caliber of a football manager to go out there and make decisions and control a whole club of worth of, you know, grown adults. We understand that. We're just joking around here, but it is a joke. I'm going to say it's a joke at this point that now we are in three matches in a row. And as top of a tier, as Chelsea holds themselves to, not just in the country of England as a soccer club, but amongst Europe and the world itself, and you're telling me they can't put one goal in the back of the net with how much money our management and staff has spent on players? It's pathetic. So we look ahead and we look to see where Chelsea can get a goal in the future. Will that come in the third round of the EFL Cup on Wednesday against Brighton? Maybe. Will it be when Chelsea travels to Fulham to play them? Maybe. We'll have to wait and see. That's going to be a big match against Fulham next Monday. So that's an afternoon match or a night match if you're watching in the UK or you're in the UK. And it's going to be another tough one because honestly, they're home. It's an 8 p.m. game for them. Their fans are going to be absolutely wild. It's a London derby. I could see them going in both of these games and not getting a goal. I mean, EFL Cup, you're probably going to be playing. We're most likely going to be seeing some youngsters in that match, I assume, even though it's against Brighton. But I don't know, guys. Like, I really don't know where Chelsea is going to find this next goal. Do you guys have anything else before I kind of wrap everything up?
Yeah, I mean, I would just say that if you look at the teams we haven't been able to score against, and then you look at the teams we're playing, I also can't see a way that we score a goal anytime soon. I think, honestly, I genuinely could see us not scoring a goal until Nkunku comes back. Literally, it's that bad. Because I think the only team where I can look at that we've played so far this season and said that they're a good team has been Liverpool. We were able to score against them, but we have so many top teams left to play. Most of the big six, almost so many top half teams. And if we can't score against teams like Bournemouth, if we can't score... it's just not going to happen anytime soon, is it? And then it's just bad. Like Alex said, it's going to be a tough stretch of games. It's going to be a tough season. It's going to be a tough few years, honestly, if we're looking that far ahead. It's just, I'm not sure how fun this is going to be.
All right, so with that being said, please hit the subscribe button for this podcast so we can keep putting out these episodes. Hit us with the 5 stars, and we appreciate you listening at Talking Blues Pod on Twitter. Chelsea, please win a match. Just please, I ask you nicely, so we can come on here and have a good time recording. Maybe.
No, just score a goal. Honestly. I don't even care if we win. I just want us to just score a goal, please. I just want to talk about a goal score. That's it. That's all I ask.
That's it. Go Blues. We'll see you next time. Peace.